Greetings.
Today I'm in South Africa. I've had a great time here with some wonderful new friends. I had an excellent day yesterday ministering in two church communities. I'm looking forward to the next few days in this country with my newfound friends.
Our true identity is found in being a son or daughter of God. Each of us was created to reveal the likeness and image of our Heavenly Father to our world. Our Father gives life, and when we discover who we really are, we give life to our world. For this reason, Jesus came to reconcile us to our Heavenly Father and give us back our true identities in Christ. Isaiah 61:1-3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. As human beings, we often fall for the deceptive ways of the enemy, and we trade our riches for poverty. We sacrifice our hearts for brokenness within. We give up our liberty in exchange for some form of captivity. Our freedom yields to a prison of bondage. Our inheritance becomes relinquished, and we need deliverance from our slavery. Our way of life yields to some way of death. Our hope is sacrificed for hopelessness. We throw away our beauty and find ourselves in a pile of shameful ashes. Our joy is lost, and we are bound to grief and mourning. The praise of who we are is suppressed by a spirit of heaviness. We fail to be expressions of God's love, and we lose our ability to live for the testimony and purpose of God as life-giving sons and daughters in our world. The Spirit of the Lord God is the power of the name of Jesus that restores our true identity. That identity is that of being life-giving sons and daughters of God in our world. He delivers us from all evil and conveys us into the kingdom of his love. Jesus made it possible for us to be born again into a reality of seeing God's kingdom and embracing an intimate connection to God in our inner man that empowers our outer selves to bring life to our world. The secret is a connection of our spirit to the Spirit of God. That connection empowers our spirit to bring life to our soul, and our soul then inspires the actions of our lives to be those that carry the life-giving attributes of our Father in heaven. Demonic forces attempt to resist us and to distract us to live our lives from the outside in rather than an inside-out reality of the kingdom of God. James 4:1, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Romans 8:12-13, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Living according to the Spirit of God within us will put to death the lust of our own fleshly desires. Giving our attention to defeat the lust of the flesh will only inspire those desires to flourish and grow. It is only when we passionately embrace the life of God's Spirit within that we become passionate for the ways of God, and we destroy the influence of carnal desires. This is the secret to walking in the power and testimony of God's Spirit. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.